Pray I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to make a Christingle this morning, so if the children could help us. We've got oranges and the bags here. Can you jump to the trays? And if I see there are other helpers as well. Yes. You're all welcome. Yeah, if the adults have the trays and the children give the oranges. Then we've got the bags of bits that we need as well. I shall pass among you. It's okay, you two. You just you take it easy, Charlie. You just sit down. Don't you worry. You were having a good chat there, weren't you? Oh, good. Right. Has everybody got a bag of bits? Come on, staff. Has everybody got an orange and a bag of bits? Oh, orange is short, are we? Bags of bits short? Now, I do hope you haven't started making them yet. Because that would ruin the sermon, wouldn't it? The ability to postpone the gratification of desire is a sign of maturity. Right. Good. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? So we all know, because it's in the Partnership News, I think, that the Moravian Church started the idea of Christingles. And as we go through through making it, there may even be some tips. We're reminded that the orange reminds us of the world. And in part of our readings as we go through Advent, we see God's concern for the world. And if you think right at the beginning, the first covenant that God made with... Who did God make his first covenant with? Noah. God made his first covenant with Abraham. And then it says at the end of that sentence, he made his covenant with Abraham and with all creation. And as we go through the covenants with Abraham and with Moses and certainly the Davidic covenant, it gets a bit more narrow. But right at the beginning, God makes his covenant. He gives his gift to the world. And we're reminded that God gives his gifts to all of creation, to all of us. It is his world, and we look after it on his behalf. And we are part of that creation which God's created. And then we're reminded of the blood of Jesus in the red ribbon that goes around. I got a brilliant email from Marks and Spencer's this week. And the first thing that came up on it was, it's all about presents. And I don't know if anybody else got that. But it just typifies the way that sometimes we look at Christmas about it's all about presents. And we have the debate sometimes, don't we? Have we spent enough on so-and-so? Or have we spent a bit too much? Have we got the balance right? You know, what's the value that we're investing? And as we're reminded of the blood of Jesus, we're reminded of the value of the gift that God gave to the earth in sending his son Jesus. Because at Christmas, as we look towards the coming of Christ for the first time, we're reminded of the value of the gift that God gave to the earth. It was the highest value gift he could give. And then if you think about Easter, that gift is also reflected in the high price that Jesus himself gave when he shed his blood. The gift that came was of high value, and at Easter that high value got reflected in Jesus' own blood. As God sends his son, he gives us an incredible, valuable gift. And as we look towards Easter, we see the value of the gift that Jesus gives in the shedding of his blood. And then we have what's in the bag. And what we've got is some candle. We've got a candle, some foil, and some sweets, and some cocktail sticks. Now, here's a little engineering tip. If you put the fruits onto the cocktail sticks before you put the cocktail sticks into the orange, it's a lot easier. For those of you that rushed ahead, you may well now have damaged fingers. And it just shows that sometimes if you just listen to what's being said at the front. So I'll just put a few on here and then I'll just eat the rest to make it quicker. But they're reminders of the four corners of the earth, that God loves all of creation. There we go. The four corners of the earth, nothing is beyond God's love. And then we have this wonderful piece of foil, which gets stuck into the orange, into which we stick the candle. And this week, in the readings, it's a reminder of Jesus as the light of the world. There's a wonderful phrase in the Benedictus, in the tender compassion of our God, the day spring from on high has dawned upon us. The light has come. As we look towards Christmas, that light will come too. And remember the foil. There's a sense in which the foil represents ourselves as we reflect the light. Just as John said, I am not the light, I am not the one. Jesus is the one. We are not the light, but we reflect the light. And in a way, we're that interface for many people between the mess of the world and the stickiness of the orange and the light of the world. We are the that we reflect the light that God gives to his world through that precious gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. As we think of the gifts that everybody has given for Kisizi, thank you so much for your generosity. You can see from the Smartitubes and for the envelopes, you know, we've had a huge response this year, and I really thank you for that. There's one or two events still coming up, so Christmas Voices next week at Putno, in aid of Kisizi. And if you haven't remembered to bring your envelope or your Smartitubes back, it isn't too late, but do get them in quickly, because then we can make sure that we send one amount to Kisizi. But thank you for all of that you have given for that. Thank you for your support of the mission project. And it's a very practical way that we can help others understand that we understand the value of the gift and the love that God has shown for us, and support others who are extending that love, who are showing that light in what are sometimes some very dark places. So thank you for all of your gifts. As I say, if you haven't got your envelopes back, if you haven't even taken an envelope, we'll let you bring them back next week. But thank you for that. It is sincerely appreciated by those in Kisizi whose work is getting tougher by the day. So right now, I'm going to light. Has everybody now made their Christingles? Good. You've got all the sweets stuck on in the right way, have you? Oh, very fine example by John Day here at the front. So we'll light this from the Advent candle, and then spread the light around. We may even turn the lights off. And as the light spreads, so we are reminded of the light that we spread at Christmas. reminded that Advent isn't just a time of getting ready. Advent's a time of being ready for the light who will come as a child at Christmas, but it come again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to judge the whole earth. Turn now to our service sheet. We turn to our service sheet. Now we can leave the lights off just for a moment. With the help of the Holy Spirit of God, take this Christingle as a reminder of the light of Christ in your home. Take the light of Christ within you and seek to share that light in the places where you go. Yet let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give good glory to your Father who is in heaven. Father of all, may we, whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Alleluia. Thanks be to God.